26 verses that we read, and 26 times the Hebrew word chesed, chesed is sounded. We would transliterate it C-H-E-S-E-D or K-E-S-E-D. Actually, the word is transliterated in the form that it's used here, more like ha, chesedo, his steadfast love or his mercy. The word occurs 245 times in the Old Testament, with half of the occurrences of chesed being in Psalms, and with 26 of those times being in Psalm 136. There is debate among scholars about the best translation for chesed. Is mercy a better translation, or is steadfast love better? This preacher sides with steadfast love. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. You see, there is no God like him. There is no God but him. He is good. Tov, T-O-V in Hebrew. He is not a good God, but he is the good God. He is the God of all gods, because there is no other God. Big G God. There is no other big G God but him. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, because there is no other Lord. There is no other big L Lord but him. Give thanks. Give thanks to him, for he is God and we are not God. Give thanks to God, for he is our Lord. And God knows we need a Lord and Savior. To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. This great God, whose steadfast love endures forever, does great wonders. He creates by speaking. By speaking, he made the heavens. By speaking, he spread out the waters. By speaking, he raised the earth up above the waters. By speaking, he made the sun and the moon and the stars. He rules over his creation as God of God and Lord of lords. He alone did these things. There is no other God but him. The story of creation, God's creation, is a story of God's love. He made everything in the universe for the good of his people. Although the whole human race rebelled against him, the Lord continues to provide for his people. Sun and rain, food and life, for both the evil and the good. The steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, for his steadfast love endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his steadfast love endures forever. It's a salvation story that we hear. It's a salvation story of Israel, the descendants of Jacob. He brought great plagues upon their rulers in Egypt. He struck down the firstborn of Pharaoh and all of Egypt. He brought Israel out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. He parted the Red Sea and brought Israel through the middle of two great walls of water. He caused them to wander in the wilderness because they were not ready for the good thing he had for them, the promised land that he had for them. He provided for them for 40 years until he made them ready. He killed mighty kings who opposed them. He struck down Sihon and Og. He gave their land to the Israelites. All this to give the Israelites what he promised them. He did all this to give them their inheritance, the promised land, as he promised to his servant Jacob, also known as Israel, for his steadfast love endures forever. And now he speaks to us. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Though we are the rankest of sinners, you and I, he remembers us. He has redeemed us through the precious blood of his Son. He redeemed us from sin, death, and the devil. He remembers us by thinking of us, but he also remembers us to himself, joins us to himself. Though sin, death, and the devil owned us, he has bought us back. He has secured our eternal inheritance. He daily provides for us the necessities of our lives as we too wander through the wilderness of this world until he is ready for us to enter our promised land. He provides for all his creatures, man and beast. This psalm begins with creation of the vastness of the universe. However, it ends at the dinner table of the Christian family, who gives thanks to God for their daily bread and sustenance. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. For all this, we too should give thanks and sing. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus.